A very good morning, ladies and gentlemen. If I could have your attention, it's wonderful to see you this morning. Welcome to this fantastic Romans 9 to 11 symposium with Professor John Barclay. It's great to have you here today. My name's Alan. I'm the senior pastor of York City Church. The Citadel is our home, and you are very welcome in it. So whether you've come from near or far, it's really, really good to have you with us today. I must confess to being a little bit giddy when John said yes, that he would come and speak, because I've had the privilege of being taught by John in a master's course at Durham a few years ago, and I thought, what better to enrich us and help us to understand Romans 9 to 11 than someone of the calibre of John Barclay. So it's a great delight to have you with us today, John. What I'd like to do just to start off with is to welcome John and interview him for a few minutes, because I don't want to assume that we all know everything about John Barclay. Not that we're going to find everything out about John Barclay today, but it'd be a great idea, I think, just to hear John speak about his journey, some of the things that are kind of key to his life and study and academic career. So why don't we welcome warmly Professor John Barclay this morning. John. So, John, I believe that you have just retired.
I have just, that's right, yes.
Okay, and retired completely, or what does it encompass?
Well, I've retired in order to work, my wife says. I've retired from teaching in order to write and speak and do things that I feel I have a calling to. I've been teaching for 40 years. I thought that was probably enough. But I've got lots of things I want to do before, before the brain cells pack up. So, yeah.
40 years, John, that is a long time teaching. What was the journey that took you into academia and academic theology and biblical studies and things?
Yeah, so I grew up in a Christian family in London, and the kind of family where we always used to discuss the sermon over the washing up over Sunday lunch. You know, we kind of like saying, what did you think of that? I went to a church in London called All Souls, which at that time was led by John Stott. And his way of preaching was very precise, closely watching the text. And I kind of learned from that what we now call exegesis, what biblical, close biblical study would be like. I thought, that's interesting. I like working with text like that. I actually went to study classics. I studied Greek and Latin first at university. But then between school and university, I'd been to Pakistan and worked in a church in Pakistan for 9 months. And that was a really formative moment for me, because I kind of encountered poverty in a way I'd never encountered before, and I felt like I saw the real world in a way I hadn't seen it before. And so when I was doing my classics, and which I really enjoyed, I kind of felt like a disconnect between that and the real world, and I decided maybe it could be more useful if I studied theology. So I switched, and I started studying theology. And I didn't think I'd go into academia. I thought I'd go and maybe work in a theological college or something. And then I realized I needed a PhD, and I did a PhD, and then I got a job in Glasgow University for 20 years. I worked there in Glasgow, and I'm married. I have three grown-up children, and they were all born in Glasgow. Then we moved down from Glasgow to Durham 20 years ago. Yeah.
Fantastic. That's a much, much, much better step to Durham, isn't it? Glasgow, nice. Durham, hey, that's really nice. And now here today in York, you know, that's, you're going the right direction, John. This is really good. Yeah, absolutely. John, what were the, you've obviously written and read and studied Paul extensively. What was it that first gripped you about Paul? I mean, what was the first kind of, what were the kind of questions that gripped you when you were starting to look into it, that led you into study and writing?
One very personal one. Some of you will have heard the name of Tom Wright, N.T. Wright. When I was a student, starting, switched, as I say, from classics to theology, so I did a course on New Testament theology, and there was no one in my college who could teach that. So my director of study said, there's a young curate, a young chaplain down in college called I think he's called Tom Wright, he said, I think it might be useful for you to go and study with him. So I had one-to-one, 1.5, 2-hour supervisions, as they're called there, with Tom Wright. And that was kind of mind-blowing. And I've been a friend of his ever since. I don't always agree with him, but I've been a friend of his ever since. And kind of that got me into New Testament studies and into Paul, perhaps in particular, and there was a lot of new thinking going on. This is, I'm talking a long time ago now, I'm talking late 70s. There was a lot of new thinking going on at that time. So it kind of hooked me in, and Paul's theology just grips me. Continually I'm amazed by when I go back there. I think there's something so rich here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not quite John Barclay and Tom Wright as Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Vader.
Well, we've had our disagreements, but always friendly disagreements. Yeah.
I won't press you any further on that, John. I'm sure it'd be really interesting to hear, but we'll leave it at that.
Right.
Now, most recently, your most recent work, I think, is obviously the great big wonderful Paul and the Gift. Mm-hmm. And then the shorter, more popular level, Paul and the Power of Grace.
Yeah.
Really interesting, really fascinating insights into the language and concept of gift. What was the kind of aha moment for you? What took you in that direction? Because, you know, as you're aware that, you know, grace is assumed to be certain things in the Christian world largely. And even in academic Christianity, grace is often construed as one or two things. So what took you down that particular route?
I've always been interested in how cultures work. So there's a bit of an anthropologist in me. I just love watching how different. Maybe it comes from my experience in Pakistan. My children have also traveled the world a bit. And I'm always like sort of looking at my own culture through other people's eyes and realizing how peculiar we are, really, in lots of respects. So I've always found that fascinating. So I've always read a bit in anthropology to understand how cultures work. And gift, as you probably know, gifts work very differently, don't they, in different cultures. If you go to Japan, or if you go to Africa, if you go to Asia, if you go anywhere really outside of Western world, even within Europe, actually, it's like gifts in Italy are something different than gifts in England. And you realize, oh, what I assumed isn't universal, isn't even normal, you might say. So I can't, okay, so if Paul is using standard language for a gift, how do gifts work in his world? What's he assuming? What's he challenging? What's he changing? What's he subverting? What's he developing, taking to a radical extreme? And so I found that's kind of hooked me into that topic. Yeah.
Mm. Well, John, it's a great privilege to have you with us today. And in a moment, I'll pray, and then we'll let you loose on us all.
Right.
But one final killer question before we do that. As a chap who lives in the Northeast, Sunderland or Newcastle?
Ah. Well, you can tell I don't really come from the Northeast in that
Middlesbrough.
Following my sons, I support Tottenham Hotspur, but that's a high.
It's probably a good job that we're doing this today and not next week after the Man United Tottenham game.
Okay.
John, thank you for so generously answering my questions. It's great to hear, really encouraging to hear the journey and how, you know, the things that have been, you know, shaped and directed you in this way. I'd love to pray. I'll pray for you. Pray for us, then we will go for it. Father, thank you for the gift of Scripture. We thank you so much for the gift of teachers as well that help us and enable us to understand and therefore to walk with you more closely, more attentively, more faithfully. And Father, thank you for the joy of being able to gather today like this. In this place, we ask that you give us receptive hearts and open minds, and we pray for fun and learning and laughter and serious stuff, but also great joy with all of that as well. We pray for John, that you'd help him, that out of all the depths that you have put in him, that we would enjoy benefiting from the overflow of that, that we might be greatly enriched through your word today, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.